AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
We're debating a step that has never been taken in American history.
Vice President Mike Pence is defying President Trump, saying he doesn't have the power to reject electoral votes that will make Joe Biden the next president. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Even as the president was pushing Pence to toss electors from some battleground states,
if Mike Pence does the right thing, we win the election.
Pence issued a statement moments before presiding over a joint session of Congress to count the electoral votes, saying the Constitution does not give him the power to decide which should be counted and which should not. Shortly after the session began,
what purpose does the gentleman from Arizona write?
I rise up for myself and 60 of my colleagues to object.
Paul Gosar and Republicans began their objections to the tallies, starting in Arizona. That'll force votes in each chamber of Congress, which are certain to fail. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the election wasn't close. Voters, courts, and states have all spoken.
If we overrule them, it would damage our republic forever.
Speaking to supporters, President Trump still brought up unfounded claims of fraud.
You will have a president, to put it another way, who was voted on by a bunch of stupid people who lost all of these states. You will have an illegitimate president.
President Trump also seems to be acknowledging Republican losses in the two Senate runoff elections in Georgia. Raphael Warnock won one of the races. The race has not been decided yet between Republican Senator David Perdue and Democrat John Ossoff. Sources tell the AP President-elect Biden has a nominee for Attorney General. He's Merrick Garland, who was rejected by Republicans in 2016 as a nominee for the Supreme Court. This is AP News. Europeans are pressuring Iran to back down on enrichment of uranium.
Germany, France, and Britain want Tehran to reverse the decision to start enriching uranium to levels beyond the limits of a 2015 nuclear agreement. Europe foreign ministers say such enrichment is a clear violation of the 2015 agreement between Iran and six world powers and further hollows out the agreement. On Monday, Iran began enriching uranium to levels unseen since 2015. The decision appears aimed at increasing Tehran's leverage during President Donald Trump's waning days in office. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Mississippi is updating its laws to include a new state flag with a magnolia and the phrase, "In God We Trust," 6 months after legislators ditched the last state flag in the U.S. that had the Confederate battle emblem. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.